back here on Kate Radio. And I know the announcement came back in the fall, and usually I get new head coaches on the air right away and got busy with football season and everything else. But Jay Anderson is the new head coach, Yubert Lee baseball team. And yes, we're talking baseball. I've said this before. My dad has said for years, the best time to talk baseball is on the coldest days of the year. It gets you ready for springtime. And first of all, we have Jay Anderson with us. Jay, congratulations on being named the new head coach, Yubert Lee baseball team. And thank you for the time.
Thanks, Aaron. It's good to be here. Like I say, sometimes you hang around long enough, they even throw an old dog a bone. And I guess that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's, you know, after 13 years, it's one of those situations where it just happened to work out, not only timing-wise, but, you know, program needs-wise, it just happened to work out to the case where I just think it's best for the program, and I think it's probably best for me to kind of get this onto the next level, and that's kind of where it ended up going in the fall. So.
Well, right away when I heard there's going to be a vacancy for the Yubert Lee, a baseball coaching job, and I have no vote when it comes to who gets a job, obviously, but right away my reaction is it's got to be Jay Anderson. I mean, Jay's been with the program forever. He coaches the kids during the summertime. When the vacancy came up, was it pretty much a no-brainer for you to apply for the job, or did anybody have to give you a little push?
Well, you know, it was a thought process because, like I said, in a lot of ways, you know, the thing with Coach Gaston was, you know, it was kind of going to be, you know, when he left, I left thinking it was probably going to be a little bit longer. So, you know, with his commitments family-wise and the new job and things like that, it just became a situation where it was kind of out there a little quicker than I planned. So it took me a month or two to really get out there and say, you know, this is something I got to really jump in with both feet. You know, there's certain things that I've not had to deal with over the last 12, 13 years, you know, from a comfort standpoint. I've had to get in there and, you know, ask for some help from some people, get some guys on the staff that are going to, you know, help me in certain situations with things I didn't have to worry about, you know. So it's been a learning curve, but it took me a couple months to really get from, you know, from June until probably August where we said, okay, we're going to jump in and go for this thing. And like I say, move this program along and keep it on the path that it, you know, the coach Gaston left it on in June, of course. You know where that was.
Yep.
You know, it was a big jump for the program, and we want to keep that going and keep building that. And I think I'm the person in the middle right here to kind of keep that going right now.
Jay Anderson, head coach, Yubert Lee baseball team here on Kate Radio. And Jay, you talk about, you know, support staff or assistant coaches. We're going to be in the baseball season before you know it. Who are the guys that are going to be assistant coaches with you this season?
Well, Mitch Geislinger, he's one of the teachers at the high school who was the JV coach last year, will be my assistant. Nate Wilson, who's been with the program for a long time. When he first started here as a young teacher, he's been on the staff way back to even when Joe was here. So, I mean, it's one of those situations where he was a kind of a no-brainer as well. Corey Thomas, which helps us on our Sunday program and then helps us during the week when he can outside of his everyday job. Corey's going to be there, like I say, starting this weekend and getting us going on the Sunday open gyms. And then we have a couple younger guys that were here last year that I assume are going to be the guys that take on our ninth grade program. And we're still working on that a little bit, but we're assuming that's going to be pretty much the same as it was last year. So.
Now, Jay, you bring up Mitch Geislinger. Is that from the Geislingers out of Watkins, the big baseball family with all the history of good athletes?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you that I, you know, from Mitch's standpoint, it's a St. Cloud area, Sox Center area. That's all I know for the most part. So I'm, you know, I do know that Mitch, when he was in high school, you know, they did make runs to the state tournament up there where he lived. So I'm not,
okay,
I wouldn't
yep.
be surprised if that was the case, but you know, he has, you know, he had experience in high school getting to a state tournament and doing well there. So it could very well be.
Yeah, anyone that follows amateur baseball, I'm pretty sure he's part of that Geislinger family that, again, Watkins always has a good team each summer. Jay Anderson, head coach, Yubert Lee baseball team with us here on KATE. And besides, you know, getting a chance to talk to Jay as the new head coach, we also wanted to let everybody know when it comes to 9 through 12, even though it's the end of January into February, I mean, we can start talking baseball because there's going to be some open gyms that begin on Sunday. And Jay, give us all the details for the baseball players so they know where they can go and how often this is going to happen.
Well, it's a Sunday thing for us. It's been going for a long as I've ever been here. Open gyms are kind of what we used to call captain's practices, so to speak. It's non-mandatory from my angle. I can't force anybody to come or require anybody to come or judge based on who comes to open gym. But open gym is just the opportunity. It's on Sundays, so we don't conflict with other sports. We don't want to get into anybody's other sports schedule. So it's always on Sundays. It's basically 1 to 3, or once we get through everybody getting there, basically we're going to get guys out there to throw. Ideally, you know, we want 6 weeks of getting their arms in shape, because the number one problem we have going into spring is, you know, the guys' arms aren't in shape. So this is a great chance to get their arms in shape. They get to get some swings in the cage. And again, it's pretty laid back. You know, Corey kind of runs this the way he wants to, but it, you know, cause he, from, you know, from his standpoint, you know, he's kind of a neutral guy in this thing from a high school league standpoint. So he can pretty much run it like he wants to, but pretty much it's hitting and getting his arms, getting arms in shape and throwing. And we check in on him to make sure we're getting kind of, you know, seeing how things are going and who's there and things like that. But overall, it's just a way to get a jump on this thing. Cause before you know it, we're going to turn around our, we have what we thought, conditioning and arm practice basically is March 14th already, believe it or not.
Wow.
And that's a week of just working on arms. You know, we can't swing bats. We can't, you know, pitch from mounds. We can't do anything like that. But it gets our arms in shape. And then on the 21st of March, we'll start our full-blown practice, you know, in the gym. Hopefully the weather breaks. And so I'll be straight up with you. I'm a little bit old school when it comes to inside the gym. I'm not a huge fan of trying to do too much inside that gym. And
I'm with you.
So the goal is going to be to get the weather to melt this snow off and get this out of here like last year, and we get to run outside after about being in the gym only a week or so. So we really encourage 9th through 12th to get out there, get them there. They don't have to come by any means, of course, but we really encourage kids to come out and get a little jump on the season.
So open gym, and this is at the high school, I assume?
At high school, yep. At high school gym, 1 to 3 p.m. And like I say, if it's few guys show up, it'll be a little shorter than that. If it's if more guys show up, which we hope for, it'll run right up till 3 o'clock.
Now, is this every Sunday moving forward?
Every Sunday until the 13th of March, so the day before we start our arm practice. And hopefully, if we have enough guys there, those guys' arms will be in shape, and we'll be able to roll right into that week, because that's kind of a shorter week. But it's, you know, it's an hour of just conditioning and arm work on that first week.
Again, open gym for a baseball, 9 through 12, begins this Sunday, 1 until 3, and like Jay mentioned, every Sunday until middle of March. Jay Anderson, head coach, Albert Lee baseball team. Jay, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to talking with you on a weekly basis during the spring. And again, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
One last thing, Aaron, I want to throw in there is just for the people that don't know out there in the world, you know, Albert Lee has been throwing a little bit of a curveball when it comes to our baseball program. They've moved us in sections this year. We went from section 1 AAA to 2. And so that's going to be a new challenge for everybody up in this program to try to figure out who we're going to be seeing in the world. Because rather than seeing Austins and Red Wings and things like that, we're now going to see Marshalls and Mankato East and West and Jordan and things like that. So this is going to be a challenge for this program to see where we fall section-wise when it comes to the end of this spring season. So just some things to kind of look out there, look up online, see whatever. But like I say, they have moved us, not by our choice, but they have moved us. So those little challenges will be something that we face as we move to the end of the spring season.
Well, thank you so much for the heads up. So Albert Lee in baseball goes from the East, now moves over to the West, and like you mentioned, the Mankato schools will now be in their section. Jay, again.
Very much so.
Jay, yep. Thank you again for the time. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Aaron. Thanks for the time.